What is up, Anchor fam? What is up? Wow, I kind of feel like a familiar stranger somewhat on this platform because I have not used it regularly in some time. But you know, my mom sent me a text tonight and she said, because she just discovered in her cable package that she has BET. So there's a show on BET called Sunday's Best, and it's where gospel singers compete. It's basically American Idol for gospel genre only of music. And I've never watched it. I haven't been really connected to BET for like 20 years. I mean, where I watched it regularly. So it kind of lost me somewhere in the late 90s or so. But anyway, my mom said, oh my gosh, I didn't know Sunday's Best was on BET. And she said, these singers are fantastic. And I, you know, I'm really active on Instagram. So I'll see from whatever hashtag I'm following or whatever, I'll see some of the clips of the singers, you know, as the season progresses, people are, you know, posting clips and things like that. So I see it even though I don't really tune into the show. And I told her, I said, yeah, I've never watched it. Don't really have a desire to watch it. Not a big Kirk Franklin fan. I like Kirk Franklin's music as far as his songwriting, but I don't care for him in the songs. Like, I'd rather him just play the piano. But I find all his twirling and put your hands together. I find that very annoying and irritating. So I can't get with that. But I thought to myself, I just saw a clip of Kelly Price singing and it was beautiful, but it wasn't touching me. Meaning the singing itself was very good, and you know, the lyrics were lovely and everything, but for some reason in this season right now, and I don't know, I have to sit and think about what it is, gospel music is not resonating with me like it used to. I'll see the clips, especially on Instagram, and I just scroll right past them. I'll look at a little snippet of it and I'll scroll right past it. I think for me, church and Christianity and gospel music, I'm tired of the show of it all. I'm tired. I'm not tired. I'm weary of it. I'm over it. And I don't want any more of it. You know, I'm looking for love. Just love. And the fundamentals of Christianity and the fundamentals of gospel. You know, the runs and the flashy hats and all of, I'm just over all of the show. Anything that's a show, I'm over it. I don't want any parts of it. And I just, as I'm talking this through, here on Anchor, I discovered what's going on. That's it. I'm over the show of it. I don't want any more show. I want pure, down to the core Christian, as it's supposed to be, Christian love. You know, over all the other stuff, you know, all this fluffy stuff and nonsense that happens in the church. It's just too much. Can we just be 100% and just be real? So I told Mom, I said, no, I don't watch it. Well, he's just the host. The singers are great. I said, no, his energy's still in it. And I don't like Kirk Franklin's energy. Just doesn't work for me right now. And I don't know why I am wide awake at 3:06 a.m. I have to be at work at 8. I am tripping. Okay, I'm gone. Bye.